看到22节。好，翻到以后我们一起来诵读，开始。但
基督已从死里复活，成为血肉之人主的子孙，死既是因命而来，死人复活也是因命而来。在亚当不众人都死了，照样在基督众人都要复活。
好，下面是正道时间，把时间交给高传道。
好，我们刚才听了这首诗歌
The hymn we just learned, just listen.
因他活着这首诗歌
Because he lived.
这是我们一切的原因
That's grand reasoning for all, everything.
我们信主，我们成为基督徒
The fact that we believe and becoming Christian.
我们在地上满了盼望
And on earth we have hope.
我们心里面有平安
Peace, inner peace.
我们面对一切的苦难，甚至死亡，我们都坦然地面对。
Facing all the difficulties, even to death, we have inner peace.
有一个非常重要的原因。
The main reason is.
是因他活着。
Because he lives.
耶稣的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus.
是人类在历史当中唯一的盼望。
The only hope of mankind.
耶稣的复活对人的影响大到一个地步
The impact of mankind
是一个天翻地覆的一个变化
is immeasurable.
今天这三位的年轻人受洗归到主的名下
Those three baptized new believers we just witnessed
我们看起来好像是一个比较简单的动作
as a simple gesture
但是在这个动作的里面产生一个极大的影响
However, it brought out a great deal of meaning.
要触动一件非常大的事情
It's going to touch upon the great thing.
是他们整个的人生得到了翻转
Because their lives have been changed.
那么从哪里翻到哪里呢
From where to where?
从暂时的、充满罪恶的、会灭亡的世界的道路上
From the temporal and the sinful.And the earthly event.
转到那个永恒的圣洁的天国的道路上
Transform into the eternal, heavenly, and holy lives.
从一个必死的生命转向有永生盼望的生命
From the bound to death life to eternal everlasting life.
那这一个重要的翻转的根基
The basis for the transformation.
不是仅仅随喜一下或者加入教会领一个受洗证书
Not merely in the get wet in the baptismal tank or getting a certificate
就好像刚才 Pastor Greg 所讲的是从心里面接受这位基督做他的救主
Just like Pastor Greg mentioned it's inner acceptance and for accepting Christ as a
他的整个生命建立在这个救恩的根基的上面
New life based on the salvation from Christ.
这就是基督的受死复活，我们叫做受难日和复活节。
This is the essence of the Good Friday and the Easter.
这个节日对于所有的基督徒来说，或者受西方的这个基督教影响的这个国家来说，是非常重要的节日。
This is a very important event in the Christian and Western culture.
我们把基督的受难日叫做 Good Friday.
We treat the Good Friday as 受难日。
那这个听起来有一点点的奇怪，特别对于没有信仰背景的人。
It sounds a little bit particular to the ones that who have no faith.
为什么一个人受难，他死了，说他是 good 的
？Why is it that when someone went through the agony of death?To be termed as good.
按照常理，一个人受难，他受死是一个 bad， 是一个不好的事情。
Generally speaking, somebody goes through the death process It's a bad thing.
那为什么会把它叫做 Good Friday?
Why do we term as good?
因为耶稣的受难会产生一个非常重要的 good.
Because his death is going to bring about a very good thing.
是他受死的这一个救赎临到的人在他人生的当中产生一个非常重要的好。
Because the one who receives his death, the gift of his death. 对不起，
可以拿起。
可以吗？
Sorry.
是因为耶稣的受死，他的人生产生一个非常重要的好。
Through the death of Christ, and the ones who believe in him will receive a great deal of good.
这个好是他脱离了那个死亡的咒诅，得到了永生的救赎。
So it refers that he left behind the curse of death, becoming the eternal living person.
自从有了人类以来。
Since mankind,
每个人必死是一个非常严酷的事实摆在每个人面前。
A very cruel fact that everyone dies.
不管你是活的时间长一些还是短一些
，regardless whether you live longer or shorter.
不管你是寿终正寝还是英年早逝
，whether you die in the natural cause or whether you die accidentally.
不管你是经历疾病还是飞来的横祸
，whether through the sickness disease.Whether it come a tragic end,
就好像上个礼拜发生的布里塞尔的那个屠杀、那个爆炸
，just like few days ago in Brussels, we saw the terrorist attack.
那个结果都是死亡。
The ending, the outcome is death.
那这一个死亡是临到每个人的那个必然的结局。
There's no escape of it. It's gotta be.
但是有一批的人，他们和世人有极大的不同。
Some people, however.Somewhat differently from the rest of the crowd.
是这个 Good Friday 那个 good 临到他们的这些人。
The ones who enjoy accept the good part of the world.
尽管他们的生活状态和世人差不多。
Perhaps they live naturally and indifferently from the rest of the people.
他们也会衰老，也会生病，也会肉体死亡。
They will be aged. They will be having some illness and they will have their death.
但是他们生命的本质却有着天壤的区别。
However, the essence of life is totally different.
他们看似肉体活在暂时的里面
，their temporal lives are on this earth.
但是他们的生命的里面却有永恒的盼望。
However, inner that they have eternal hope.
那这就是刚才我读的那段经文里面告诉我们的基督的复活。
This is the scripture that we just read concerning the resurrection of Christ.
哥林多前书十五章第二十节里面所说的，但基督已经从死里复活，成为了睡了之人出熟的果子。
Verse 20 of the First Corinthians chapter 15. Now, if there's no resurrection,
20天。
Well, they'll do what is. Verse 20. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活，所以我们的人生能够得到这个极大的翻转。
Because he was raised, so our lives have this great deal of hope.
二十一节，死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
Verse 21, for since death came to a man, the resurrection.Of the dead.
虽然所有的人都会因为亚当的缘故入到死的咒诅的里面。
For as in Adam all died, as in Christ all will be made alive.
但是所有的人可以因为这一个基督能够得到复活的永生。
All people will be able to make alive through one Jesus.
后面二十二节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
In verse 22, but each in his own turn, Christ. For as in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive.
在所有的人在世上所有的人在亚当里的亚当的后裔都会面临死亡。
The descendants of Adam, which means all mankind, will face death.
所有在基督里面的人都能够得到复活永生。
However, all people in Christ will have eternal life.
这段经文记录在哥林多前书的里面。
This is recorded in the First Corinthians.
哥林多前书，哥林多教会是保罗亲自所建立的一个典型的外邦的教会。
The church in Corinth is the church established by Apostle Paul himself.
这个教会处在一个经济和文化非常发达的希腊的港口城市。
This is a harbor city of a Greek empire, and it was very economically prosperous and culturally very advanced.
很多有能力的优秀的人才进入到教会的里面。
A lot of elite people in that city became Christian.
他们很有才能，很有学识，能够成为信徒，进到教会的里面。
They were gifted, they were wealthy, and they were talented.
本来是好的事情，上帝的恩典临到他们，能够信主是好的事情。
Believing God was a good thing, and for those people.
但是会面对一个挑战。
However, they face some sort of challenge.
那个挑战是什么呢？是这些聪明的人，他们更多的相信自己头脑的判断。
However, those people, who gifted people, talented people, they trust more on their own judgment.Or their own analysis.
就更多的相信他们理性的分析。
For their own thinking.
结果他们产生了一个非常重要的错误。
They committed one major error.
他们怀疑复活这件事情。
They doubt the resurrection.
所以保罗写了哥林多前书这段经文是严厉的责备他们，纠正他们。
So in the letter, Apostle Paul rebuked them upon this mistake.
那也许有人会问这件事情。
Perhaps people may ask,
复活是将来的事情，为什么保罗这么样重视？
Resurrection is a thing of the future. Why did the Apostle Paul so emphatically point out those things?
那信徒都活在现实的生活的里面，当下岂不是更重要吗？
People then were living their daily lives. Wouldn't their actual living be more important?
如果可以信徒活得很开心，教会搞得很兴旺，岂不是很好的事情吗？
If the people were happy, the church was prosperous. What's wrong with it?
为什么保罗一直强调复活这件事情，并且严厉的责备他们怀疑复活这件事情呢？
Why did Paul continue to bring back the issue about resurrection and point it out to them their mistakes?
因为没有复活，就没有了福音的根基。
You see, without the resurrection, there's no basis for gospel.
没有复活的盼望，就没有真正的信仰的根基。
Without the hope of resurrection, there won't be any base for our faith and belief.
复活的盼望所指向的是那个福音，真正指向的那个天国的永生。
The hope is really pointed out the base of our gospel, which is pointed out to the heaven and the eternal life.
怀疑复活的人很难有真正的永生的盼望。
The one who doubts the resurrection will not likely to have the eternal life.
没有坚定的永生盼望会摇动他的信仰。
Those people will unable to live a faithful life.
这样的信徒很难成为真正的信徒。
Those so-called believers will not be able to be a true believer.
因为这样的信徒他不会专注在天国永恒的盼望上。
Because they will not focus on eternal hope, the eternity in heaven.
他会专注在地上暂时的生活的享受上。
But rather on the temporal relaxation that life's offers.
虽然他看起来好像很积极参加教会，参加敬拜，参加侍奉。
Perhaps it would be viewed as a devoted Christian, a serving church, and following teachings.
看起来他很热心帮助人，也做很多的好事情。
Perhaps doing some good deeds, helping others.
他所做的一切的事情是为了地上，是为了暂时。
However, his focus more so on the earthly life.
那这样的信徒有个非常大的危险。
There's a great danger for those people.
专注今生的人，他很自然的会顺从肉体。
The one who focuses the current life will likely be focusing on the flesh.
他很难真正的顺从圣灵。
And be very difficult to follow Holy Spirit.
加拉太书5:17。
In Galatians 5:17.
因为情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争，这两个彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit, what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with one another, so that you are not to do whatever you want.
当一个信徒不能够真正顺从圣灵、顺从肉体的时候，他结出来的果子必定是情欲的果子，他很难结出圣灵的果子来。
And those people who follow their own flesh desires and will bear the fruit of flesh rather than fruits of the spirit.
这样的信徒会成为一个表面的、挂名的、肤浅的一个信徒。
They will be the superficial and shallow name-only believers.
他那个信仰可能是虚假的。
The faith is very shallow.
那样的教会不专注于天国永恒盼望的教会，也失去了 教会真正的实质。
And those churches who preach and encourage those kind of shallow faith will also lose the true essence of the church.
就算那个教会看起来经营得很成功、很火热、人气很旺，
regardless whether the church may appear to be very outgrowing and sizable and well-to-do,
那样的教会很难真正的成全圣徒。
However, they are unable truly nurturing their special health.
他所建造的很难是金银宝石的工程，一定是草木不切的工程。
The service will be hardly be the gold and silver and the precious stone, but rather wood, hay and straw.
基督的复活对信徒的影响非常的重要。
Christ's resurrection has a great deal impact to the followers, namely believers.
那个复活的盼望直接影响到他们现在的信仰的状态。
The hope for the resurrection will directly impact on current status of their faith.
也会影响到他将来的那个永恒的结局。
Hence the future, the eternity.
但基督已经从死里复活。
But Christ did arise from the dead.
当保罗讲这段经文的时候，是接着前面的十五章的十九节这段经文。
The section that we read.Was the subsequent to the verse 19.
保罗说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Verse 19 says, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all other men.
他说，你作为一个基督徒，作为一个信主的人，你靠着基督，你不是盼望那个永远的永生复活的盼望，你只是在今生的专注，你就比众人更加的可怜。
A true believer ought to be following Christ with true hope for the eternity. If we're only hoping for the current lifespan, we are pitier than others.
因为你要信主的话，你跟随主，你要走十字架和窄路。
Because if you truly follow Christ, you're going to carry the cross, go through the narrow path.
你要胜过肉体的罪，你要追求活出圣洁，要付出代价。
You're going to overcome the flesh, desires and temptations.
如果没有永生的复活的盼望，在地上折腾这些干什么？
If you without any kind of eternal hope, then what is you have to bother go through all kind of the trouble?
连保罗都说，如果没有复活，那我们就吃吃喝喝吧，反正明天要死了。
Even Apostle Paul said, if without a resurrection, we might as well live on our merry life now.
享受地上的生活，及时行乐，谁不会啊？
Enjoy the life right now we have.
我也一样。
That's true.
如果没有复活的盼望，我为什么要做传道人？
If without the hope of the eternity,why did he choose the profession of the pastor?
我绝对不需要到教会里面找吃喝的。
You didn't have to come a living from the church.
我在信主以前，我有自己的公司，我是过土豪的生活的。
He was the boss of his business. He was living comfortably.
我为什么要放弃那些来到教会来做传道人？
Why did he have to give up that past life and end up with life that he has now?
是因为那个复活的盼望。
Because the resurrection.The hope of the resurrection.
地上的这一切都没有了价值。
The earthly thing become no value.
那个永生的盼望是我们信仰非常重要的根基。
Again, that's the basis of our faith.
但是基督已经从死里复活，这是一个绝对的事实。
The true fact is the Jesus Christ has risen.
相信耶稣基督从死里复活，并不是一件容易的事情。
to be able to accept the belief in Christ's resurrection. It's not an easy thing.
外邦人不容易，犹太人也有难度。
It's hard for the Gentiles, even the Jews have some difficulties.
所以耶稣复活以后，向玛利亚亲自显现，也向两个门徒显现，同行一天，他给门徒做见证，使徒们仍然是不信。
He encountered many people, including Mary in the empty tombs and the apostles. In various occasions, he encountered them. He witnessed to them.
那个叫做多马的那个使徒更加的怀疑。
To Apostle Thomas, was in doubt.
请大家了解，犹太人难相信耶稣基督复活和外邦人可能不同的。
There's a subtle difference between the Jewish disbelief versus the Gentile disbelief.
犹太人他并不是不相信人会死了再活过来。
The Jews is not what the disbelief that the dead can be risen alive.
那些的耶稣的门徒亲眼看见了拉撒路的复活和那个寡妇的儿子的复活。
Apostles witness the Jesus.Performed a miracle of raising the dead, Lazarus and the son of the widow to life.
那个叫马大的，他说我相信在末日的时候都要复活。
The Lazarus' sister Martha said, "Yeah, at the end time come, all will be resurrected."
拉撒路复活，寡妇的儿子复活，绝对是神迹，绝对是事实。
Those miracles were truly happened.
但是那个复活有一个非常重要的不同的地方和耶稣的复活。
However, those came to alive were different from Jesus' resurrection.
因为那些活过来的人还会死。
Because those made alive, they eventually died again.
最后会彻底死掉。
Because they eventually died.
那他们难相信的耶稣复活是哪个层面呢？
The Jews somewhat difficult to believe Christ's resurrection.
耶稣从死里复活以后，他不再死。
See, Jesus came back alive, but he would not die.
他复活以后的生命的状态是存到永恒的。
And he will be living eternally.
是脱离了不再朽坏的这样的一个局面，是脱离了原来肉体的层面，是有永恒的那种生命的存留。
He lived in eternity.
那这种的复活是困难的。
Those recognition of those level of the resurrection to the Jews it was difficult.
那这个复活才是真正的复活。
And in the Jesus resurrection came alive.Was truly eternal.
因为这种的复活才脱离了那个死的咒诅，才能够真正进到永恒的里面。
Because this resurrection liberated from the curse of the death.
所以多马他怀疑，他要亲手去摸，他要确认到底耶稣复活了没有。
Therefore, the doubting Thomas wanted to actually touch to verify whether Jesus was truly alive.
多马的确有小信，信心不够。
Yes, he had a little faith.
但是你要知道，多马所确定的复活是这个层面的复活。
You have to remember that he was trying to find out for himself, for his own sake. He was trying to verify that the Jesus was truly resurrected for good.
当这些的门徒他们确认了基督是这样的复活以后
，When all the apostles realized Jesus was resurrected.And will not be dead again.
他们就开始真正的跟随主。
They transform. They become truly believers of God Christ.
耶稣向他们显现复活以后
，After the Jesus resurrection,
四十天之久向他们显现，和很多人显现。
He lived among them for 40 days.
一次有向五百个人显现，也向雅各显现，也向保罗显现。
Once he had a meeting with 500 people, he revealed himself to Jacob and
Paul. 那这样的复活才是他们所见证的基督的复活。
Those kind of a real resurrection were the early Christian, early apostles, they witnessed Christ.
约翰一书一章一节，约翰见证。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And in First John, it says that First John 1, it says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.
彼得后书一章十六节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他的降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
Peter also testified in the First Peter and says, "We not only we witness to you the ones we actually seen and actually touched."
基督的复活是被这些真正知道复活意义如此谨慎的犹太人所确认。
The resurrection of Christ was witnessed by those people very carefully verified.His true resurrection and testify throughout the generations.
所以他们带着这样的一个信心和盼望，委身来跟随主，不惜性命。
Therefore, they were able to follow Christ without hesitation, even with their lives.
他们殉道的时候，绝对是视死如归的。
When they faced death, they were fearless.
但这个视死如归不是世人的那种的大义凛然悲壮赴死的感觉，不是。
Those without fear is not like earthly saint that people with some strong conviction.
因为他死了以后真正的有归宿。
Because he knew where he was going to.
那个死以后的归宿是他们真正所盼望的归宿。
He knew that the end result would be the one they were looking for.
那就是保罗说的，我情愿离世与主同在，那里好的无比。
Because it's like Apostle Paul, I'd rather be with God, and that's the priceless, even no place better than that.
基督复活是把这个盼望放在那些所有的在他里面的人。
Christ's resurrection is put this install this kind of hope and faith in the people's hearts.
成了睡了之人初熟的果子。
When we talk about the falling asleep and the first fruit.
那什么叫做睡了的人呢？
What is asleep?
这个睡了的人不是寻常的睡觉，是已经死了，但是他们好像暂时的睡觉一样。
This is referred to the one who already died, and yet as a temporal, as asleep.
他们将来的苏醒也不是寻常的醒来，是在永恒当中苏醒。
Awakening is not like wake up in the morning, but rather is a awakening into the eternal.
他们醒了以后是得着那个永恒的生命，就活在那个永恒的里面。
Because they will have the eternal life and they live in eternity.
那些所有在基督里面的是带着这个盼望睡了的。
And all those people in Christ with this hope, they went to sleep.
从创世以来，从亚当开始，所有得救的人都是带着这个盼望睡的。
Since Adam, all the people who believe in Christ.We all sleep in such manner.
从亚伯、挪亚到摩西到大卫到所有的先知
，Moses, David, and all the prophets.
到施洗约翰到所有的使徒，所有的圣徒
，all the apostles.
包括今天我们所有真正信他的
，including the ones who truly believe in him.
包括今天受洗的和将来会信的
，including the three new ones as well the future ones.
如果基督再来，我们不能够亲自的遇见
，If we cannot meet one another before Christ returns，
我们都会如此的睡去。
We will all sleep in such a manner，
在将来也必定会复活。
And in the future we will arise the same way，
因为基督是我们复活的初熟的果子。
Because he is the first fruit for us，
基督怎么复活，我们将来也和他一样复活。
However he resurrected， we would too。
路加福音二十四章三十九节。
Luke 24:39。
你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。
Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have.
基督复活以后有骨有肉还可以吃鱼。
After Jesus came alive and he had bone and the flesh, he even ate fish.
有一个实在的身体的那种的生命的状态。
He had an actual body.
哥林多前书15章42到44节。
First Corinthians 15, 42 to 44.
死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体，若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
It says, so will it be with the resurrection of dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. Verse 43, it is sown in dishonor and raised in glory. It is sown in weakness and is raised in power. 44, it says, it is sown a natural body and is raised a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
死既是因一人而来。
Death starts from one man.
啊，这个人是谁呢？
Who's this guy?
这人是谁？
What do you think? Who's this guy?
因一人而来。
From one man,
Adam.
哎，好像是夏娃先吃的上树的果子。
But don't forget, it was Eve who ate the fruit first.
为什么是因亚当而来的？
Why do we blame him?
因为亚当是与上帝立约的。
Remember, God made the covenant with Adam.
当亚当违背了上帝的约，
When he violated the covenant.
就把他后代都带到罪的里面。
He brought his descendant into the judgment.
所有的人都生在最终。
All born into the violation, which is the sin.
创世纪八章二十一节中间一小段，他说：“人从小时心里就怀着恶念。”
In Genesis 8 says that the men from have the evil hearts from the childhood.
虽然所有的人都是因为下。亚当的缘故落在罪的里面。
Even all falling to a sin through Adam.
但是我们犯罪绝对不是无辜，绝对不是不知道，绝对不是没有责任。
However, our sins, our own sins, were not innocent, were not ignorant. We have a direct responsibility for our own sins.
我们心里的恶念，我们的私欲和骄傲会产生罪，会推动罪行出来。
Our evil hearts, our pride, and our desires would have generated and resulted into our sinful acts.
罪人没有本质的区别，只有罪性发作程度的区别。
Sinners are all the same, except the sin has a different extent, degrees of seriousness.
就连这个世界尚存的那些好的事情，也不是从人的本善出来，是上帝的恩典。
Even the things in this earth seems to be good with good deeds, also was the grace of God.
上帝有恩典的两个部分来守住这个世界尚存的那些的基本的良知。
God is holding to the good nature of the earth, of the universe through two different ways.
一个是在下面用基督托住万有。
God enabled the Jesus.To sustain all the good nature of the universe.
一个是上面用他的能力压制住人的罪。
Another way is from top, through God's power to suppress people's good deeds, the bad deeds.
希伯来书一章第三节，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
Hebrew 1.Chapter 1, verse 3, the sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of the being, sustaining all things by the power of word.
这个世界因为罪的缘故却仍然存留，人因为犯罪没有立刻死，是因为上帝设立基督的救恩托住他。
God has not allowed any sinner to die immediately, right away, it's because God still has grace.Through Christ to have a hope to save us.
因为基督的恩典托住，上帝赐给人足够的物质的供应，也维持人基本的良知。
Because grace through Christ sustaining us, providing us with all those provisions from God.
人有些的善行是因为基督恩典的托住，虽然人不知道。
If some good deeds coming out from the natural people, it's because sustaining by Jesus' love and grace, yet those people themselves do not know.
因为他托住人的良知，所以人和人之间可以有些的善行善待。
Therefore, they are some good deeds showing a good nature, the gestures to one another.
它可以给人维持基本的父母来的恩典和友情，让人可以彼此的活在一个基本的善待的一个基本良知的里面。
They can maintain the good and the natural behavior toward one another.
但是一旦人落入到恶劣的环境，被欺凌，被虐待，心里必定会满了仇恨，他的良知会下降。
However, when the circumstance changes, if they are under the stress and the abuse, their reaction will be likewise.
当人受到诱惑，那个贪心被勾起来的时候，那个良知会退后，到一个地步会出卖良心的。
If the under the temptation and the circumstance changes, their resistance to sin will also be weakened.
当那个战争饥荒来的时候，人会杀人，甚至会吃人的。
When the warfare and the famine comes, and the human behavior and human appearance will be totally changed.
因为上帝常降雨，赐丰年，所以维持地上那个基本的良知。
Because God has continuously and constantly providing for the great multitudes, so therefore to restricting, narrowing the ugly.True nature of the human beings.
那另外一面，上帝用他的能力压制住人的罪恶。
On the other hand, God is suppressing the human sinful nature from above.
他限制罪人的能力，也用世俗的法律来限制罪人的行为。
He limits, constrains the human ability and be able to do the great deal of bad things.
我们觉得我们是个好人吗？
Do you think we are normally good people?
如果给我们希特勒和斯大林的权柄
，Give us the power of Stalin or Hitler，
可能我会和他一样。
Perhaps we're going to behave the same way as those people did。
你从来没有杀过人吗
？You have never killed people。
如果给定你金正恩的位置上
，If you were sitting in the Korean dictator， what's that name？
金苗，
小
，Yeah， 小胖子。You probably do the same thing as he did。
你在他手下。你的手上可以已经死了很多人。
A lot of people will be died in your hand, bloody hands.
上帝的恩典和能力托住人。
God's power and ability sustain people.
很多人他之所以不犯罪，是因为投鼠忌器的。
Because a lot of people who do not do a great deal of bad things because they're afraid.
但是如果有了权柄，就开始气盛，是吗？
On the other hand, if you have power, perhaps you will overlook those constraints.
有了钱就开始气出，是不是
？You have money, you think you can do anything.
我们中国这些年对财大气粗应当了解得很充分吧
？You people from China perhaps know a great deal about once you have the power and the wealth, what kind of thing you could do.
在我刚开始做生意的时候，中国流行一句话叫做"有钱就变坏"。
In China, they say that once you have a sick pocket thing, you do a lot of bad things.
是因为那个钱把人变坏。
Because the money induces people to become bad.
你看那些中彩票的，他会失控的。
Those people who won the lottery out of blue skies usually end up lost control.
因为他有这个 money power.
Because they think they have money power.
上帝的恩典和能力赐给人可以活在地上维持基本的良知。
God's love and power sustaining people and suppressing the bad deeds to enable the basic good nature can flourish.
没有任何一个人在上帝面前可以夸自己是好人。
No one can boast about being a good person in front of God.
所有在亚当里面的人都进入到罪的咒诅里。
All people through Adam ended up in sin.
都将来会落入那个死的审判。
And ended up in the judgment.
但有个大的转变。
There's a difference also.
死人复活也是因一人而来。
The resurrection came alive also through one man.
那这个人叫做耶稣。
This man is Jesus.
只有他才能够真正的救人。
Only him can truly save.
使徒行传四章十二节。
Acts 4:2.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天上、天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Salvation is found in no other name, in no one else. For there's no other name under heaven, given to mankind by which we must be saved.
在佛教的里面，佛陀有一句话。
In the Buddhism and Buddha himself said.
他叫做我不下地狱谁下地狱。
If I don't go to the hell, who else?
听起来好像悲天悯人，好像要救人。
Sounds like he was a kind man.
精神可嘉，但是没用。
Pretty good, but useless.
他下了地狱，他救不了任何人。
Because when he went to hell, he could not save anyone.
他自己也是罪人，他本来应该下地狱的。
He was a sinner. He ought to go to a hell.
没有什么任何的豪言壮语可言。
Nothing he could boast.
只有耶稣他的死才能够真正的拯救人。
Only through Jesus' death, saving grace can brought upon.
他是道成肉身的神，他是降世成为一个完全的人。
Because he was a God incarnation, become true man.
因为他是一个完全的人，他圣洁无罪，所以能够担当人的罪。
He was complete man, he was sinless man. So therefore, he could save.
因为他是个完全的人，他完全的从死里复活，所以可以给人有永生的盼望。
He was totally resurrected, and so therefore he could bring the hope of eternal life to humankind.
因为他是完全的神，他有绝对的权柄，他可以赎去人永远的罪。
Because with God, he's therefore he had the power, authority to forgive the sins of mankind.
因为他是完全的神，他有绝对的爱，所以可以把救恩赐给人。
Because he had absolute love, so he could save those people that would otherwise facing death.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his forgotten son to them.Whomever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
在亚当里，众人都死了。
In Adam, all died.
所有人的结局都是这样。
The end result is sin.
在亚当的后面，挪亚的前面都死了，只剩下八个人。
Between the Adam and the before Noah, all died, except Adam and his family of Abe.
挪亚的后裔，三个儿子闪和雅弗，他们的后裔也会死。
Adam, Noah's descendants also died.
无论现在活在世界各地的中东的、欧洲的、非洲的、亚洲的，一代一代都会死的。
People on this earth all will die, generations.
现在活着的会死，将来生出来的还会死。
The ones who on this earth will die, and the future births will also face death.
传道书七章二节，因为死是众人的结局。
In the Bible says that death is a certainty for everyone.
人生下来就知道自己会死。
The new baby that was just born will face the certainty of death.
但是可能有人不知道，死了不是一了百了。
Many people may not know. Once die, the death come is not the end of the whole world.
希伯来书九章二十七节，按照命定，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Hebrews 9:27 says, everyone will face death, and there will be judgment afterward.
那一个是所有人都要面对的将来的结局。
That's the certainty everyone will face as well.
但是那个转变，照样在基督里，众人都要复活。
Same way that in Christ, in the ones who in Christ will also be resurrected.
在基督里，所有的人都会复活。
In Christ, everyone will be resurrected.
无论是旧约的人、新约的人和现在的人、将来的人，都可以复活。
Be that people in the Old Testament time, New Testament time, as was now, or even future, will all brought back alive.
有两个人的情况要注意一下。
The two people, however, with some exceptions.
以诺和以利亚。
Two people, Enoch and Elijah.
他们两个没死过。
Those two did not face death.
那他们有没有复活呢？
Did they come alive?
当他们被提的时候，
When they were brought to heaven,
他们的身体会瞬间改变。
The earthly body will change instantaneously.
他们因着基督得着那个复活永恒的生命。
Through Jesus, even those two people were given.Eternal life.
就好像末日，如果我们遇到基督再来的时候，我们要被提。
Just like end time, when Jesus comes, we will be lifted up.
我们没有经历肉体的死亡，如果碰到的话。
If we have not experienced the bodily death,
被提的时候，身体瞬间被改变。
Our flesh body will be changed on the dot.
我们都是在基督里得着了那个复活的生命。
Because we all receive the resurrected the life in Christ.
在基督里复活，这个永生的盼望是我们基督信仰的重要的根基。
The new life, eternal life, is the basis for our faith in Christ.
它会触动我们人生的巨大的转变，根本的转变。
It will enable us generate, initiate the great change.
穷其我们中国人所有的词，扭转乾坤，天翻地覆，都不足以表达。穷其我们中国人所有的词汇，有关扭转乾坤，天翻地覆，都不能表达这件事情，都不够表达这件事情。
Even we use all the Chinese description about a great change.We're not able to signify this kind of a change.
翻译非常好，翻译非常好。那在这个里面，我们要了解，对作为一个中国人，
we have to understand to be a Chinese.
我们祖祖辈辈没有福音的盼望。
Our ancestors did not have the benefit of gospel.
我们祖祖辈辈没有复活的盼望。
Our ancestors did not have the hope of eternal life.
今天在这个末世的时候，福音临到了我们中国人。
However, the gospel in God's grace has reached a great deal of Chinese like you and I.
我们何等感恩的心来面对这位救我们的主。
We really should have a thankful heart to face the gracious Christ.
这是我们中国人特别要珍惜的，当福音临到了我们。
When the gospel truly touched us.And we should be really thankful for this special treatment.
我听到很多人说，我今生还没有搞清楚怎么考虑永生的事情呢。
A lot of people say I haven't made a great deal of currency. What I'm going to do this life? What I'm going to worry about next life?
我的答案是，你没有永生的盼望，今生永远搞不清楚。
Pastor's answer is, if you do not have the eternal life now.You're not going to make any means of the current eternal life.
看似你好像在努力今生，看似你很实际，实际上是活在虚空的里面。
As if someone seems to live with a focus on earthly things, very focused on his well-being, and yet he's still living in vanity.
没有永生盼望的人，不可能坦然地活着。
The one without the eternal hope cannot live peacefully and comfortably.
只能常常忐忑地活着。
Only living in panic.
很难潇洒地活着，只能傻傻地活着。
Cannot living graciously, but rather living in anxiety.
因为中国有一个词叫做难得糊涂，就是给这些人的。
你们听懂我讲的？
为什么要难得糊涂呢？
Why do we have to sometimes pretend to be I don't want to use stupid, but it's less awful.
因为他们不能清醒，也不敢清醒地面对人生。
Because they cannot, nor do they able not to carefully analyze the situation.
他们一旦清醒面对人生的时候，就活不下去。
Once they clearly understand this real situations, they are not able to face the reality.
上个月在国内发生两件很大的事情。
Two things happened in China in the last month.
有两个追求清醒活着的人活不下去，相隔两天就死上了。
Two people who were chased down this clarity in life, they killed themselves.
一个叫做江旭林的，是华东师大的一个老师，是一个相当清醒的学者。
There was one who was a college professor. He was real. He thought he had a clarity in life.
他四十岁的年纪把人生看得透透的，因为他追求清醒的活着，长期活在忧郁症的里面。
He was 40 some years old, and he thought he was clear in mind. Yet he was under the great depression.
最后，他觉得人生实在没有意义，选择了自杀。
He felt that the life was meaningless.He ended his own life.
两天以后，有个叫林嘉文的18岁的少年。
Two days later, there was a youth of 18.
因为他追求清醒的活着，也自杀了。
Because he was also looking for the clarity in life, meaning in life, and he killed himself too.
也许你觉得十八岁的孩子懂什么人生呢？
Perhaps you think the kid of 18, what did he know about life?
这个孩子不简单，他16岁的时候就写历史书，到一个地步超过博士生的水平。
However, this is an exceptional use. At age of 16, he started writing the history notes.And to the level almost surpassed the PhD level students.
中国人说以史为鉴，他透过历史很清晰地观察出人生。
He through history, throughout history, he thought, he had a good clear view of life.
他写遗书，他说他已经知道他这一生透过自己的努力能够得到什么。
He through his last note, he said that he.Clearly understood what kind of a life he's facing.
他说他也知道这一生他无论如何努力都永远得不到的是什么。
And he also said that regardless of how hard he was tried throughout his life, he would not get it.
他找不到人生的意义。
He couldn't find the meaning of life.
他觉得活着人生是没有意义、没有价值的。
He felt that the life was no value, no meaning.
他留给他父母的话不像是一个十八岁的儿子写的。像一个八十岁的爷爷写的。
The words he left for his parents, was to the level of 80-year-old instruction.
他跟他父亲说：“你不要为了养生，活得那么不健康。”
He told his dad, "said Do not be careful about your longevity, living like an unhealthy man."
不要庸庸碌碌的糊里糊涂过一生。
Do not live like day after day, throughout your life, wasting your life.
他告诉他的母亲，你要自己努力工作，这个父亲不太靠得住。
So his mom said, don't count your man because he is not trustworthy.
将来你可以养你自己，如果你靠不住他。
You better count on your own because you cannot count on your husband.
这是不是爷爷写的信啊？
It's like the aged person telling the parents.
他跟他父母说，我的那个心理医生人很好。
He told his parents, "My psychiatrist is a pretty beautiful man."
他对那些赚到钱就高兴、得到名就满足的人会有帮助。
He's good, useful for the ones who are seeking the fame and wealth.
如果你们当我死了以后，你们去找找他，他给你喝一点心灵鸡汤，你会感觉很好的。
If you after my death, if you try to get some comfort, you can go after him, ask him help.
这是一个十八岁的年轻人写的信。
This was the last note of the kid of the 18 years old.
他们追求清醒的活着。
Because they were looking for their own clarity in life.
结果现在忧郁症的里面两个都自杀了。
However, both deep sank into the depression and killed themselves.
显然他们不是真正的清醒。
Clearly they are lost.
他们是清楚地看见了人生是绝望的。
Because they clearly saw the hopelessness of life.
他们不知道从哪里来，不知道将来去哪里，不知道为什么活着。
They have no answer where they came from, nor where they were going.
他们不想糊里糊涂的活着，所以就自杀了。
They didn't want to go through the life routinely.
另外一群人是难得糊涂的。
The rest of them are the ones who are seeking the life.As usual.
他们也不知道从哪里来，不知道将来去哪里，不知道为什么活着，就糊里糊涂的活着。
They didn't know where they came from, nor where they were going, yet they couldn't care less.
这两样的人生都陷在迷茫的里面。
Those two kind of lives both are sunk into the bewilderness.
真正清醒的人生是在基督里。
The truly meaningful lives is in Christ.
当基督在你的生命的当中把你救离了那个罪的咒诅。
When Christ brought you out of the bondage of sin and the curse.
当基督的真理告诉你你从哪里来，你将来会去哪里，你就知道怎么样活着。
When the truth from Christ teaches you where you came from and where you're going, and you will have the facing him.
当我们有基督的救赎，带着复活的盼望，我们就有永恒价值的活在地上。
Because with the assurance and of the eternal life and the teaching from Christ, and then we can live on this life with the certainty.
路加福音一章七十八到七十九节。
Luke 1:70.
Chapter 178-79.
Chapter 178-79.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在死荫中、黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Luke 178, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. 42, he has raised up a strong home and of salvation for us, in the house of his servant David.
我们知道为什么 Good Friday 是 good 的。
Now that we understand, when we say Good Friday, why it is good.
为什么基督的复活对我们如此的重要？
Why does the resurrection of God, Christ is so important to us?
为什么我们庆祝受难节、复活节？
Why does we celebrate this, the meaningful weekend?
感谢主，今天有三位是我们这一代人的儿女受洗归到主的名下。
We're very happy indeed. We have three youths among the children of the congregation went through baptism today.
多数他们是生在加拿大，在这个地方。
Most of them they have spent the great deal of their lives in Canada here.
他们到这里来，那个意义不在于物质，不在于今生的成功。
They came to here not irregardless of the seek of the better life, but rather for eternal life.
很多留在国内的我的朋友，他的儿女更有钱，看起来好像更成功。
Some of the friends that we have back in China, back home, perhaps they are even in a better shape status than we are here.
但是他们得到了人生最宝贵的基督复活的盼望。
But those three got the most precious gift, which is the hope of the everlasting life.
那是真正有永恒价值的那个盼望。
This is priceless.
那个盼望是没有任何事情可以换来的。
And this hope is priceless and cannot be matched anywhere else.
盼望有更多的人活在这个盼望的里面。
Hope more people will follow the footsteps living this kind of hope.
盼望基督复活的盼望成为每个人你自己的盼望。
Hope the hope for the resurrection, like Jesus, will be your hope as well.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们死了。
You sent your precious son, Jesus Christ, died for us.
第三天从死里复活赐给我们。
After 3 days, he came alive.
我们今天在这里庆祝这个复活节。
We celebrate the Easter on here.
我们愿意这个庆祝成为将来永远的庆祝。
We wish this celebration today will be an eternal celebration.
我们感恩祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.